takes a shot, fires one up the seam. He's got a touchdown.
Thor with a good play fake, has some time over the middle. And caught for a touchdown in the end zone as he's falling down.
Story steps out of trouble.
Sideline shot, wide open shot, and O'Grady.
Story steps up in the pocket, throwing down the middle, has a man, Petway, touchdown.
All right, for the first time in show history, we are going to welcome in another tie to the program. Former Arkansas and Western Kentucky quarterback and current Benville West 7th grade men's football and basketball coach, Ty Story, now joins us. Ty, good morning. Thanks for making some time for us. You won back-to-back state titles football for the Charleston football team, but I heard you could hoop too, man. When you were looking at this job, when we were talking to Grimsley Junior High about this job, did you also ask to be the basketball coach as well?
That actually just kind of came up, but when they kind of brought that up, it was a thing that I'm pretty comfortable with. I know it's kind of crazy to hear, and a lot of people don't believe that, but I mean, I played basketball my whole life too, and just being around it, I feel comfortable with it, and I'm excited for that opportunity.
So we're about 20 minutes or so from Charleston. Have you moved up to NWA yet, or are you still back here in Charleston?
No, actually, I'm in Charleston for now, but we're actually going up today to start looking around for houses and try to figure out the best area to be and what we're going to do. So that's kind of, we're just now starting that process of moving our stuff up.
So there's a couple former Arkansas quarterbacks in the coaching ranks. Zach Clark at Springdale, Casey Dick at Fayetteville, Ryan Mallett's now coaching at Mountain Home. Have you, and I know they're at the high school level, but have you talked to these guys, just kind of what it's like coaching football here in Arkansas?
I haven't really talked to him recently. I know Coach Clark over at Springdale. I've been pretty close to him. My old DC, Coach Brett Hobbs, is over there, actually. So I actually went over and visited with him a lot last year, and I've always kind of been close to that group. But no, I really haven't been able to sit down and talk with those guys. I know Coach Dick used to be at Benville West, and I've heard nothing but great things about him. So, no, I haven't had that opportunity yet, but I would love to eventually get to sit down and talk with some of those guys, but not yet.
Ty, you're the son of a coach. You're the son of two educators. Was there ever any doubt this was the career path you were going to follow? Is this what you've always wanted to do, or were there times in your life you looked at maybe doing things outside of coaching and being in education?
No, this is about it, honestly. I mean, going into college, since day one, I kind of went in with the mindset of I wanted to come out, obviously, with the NFL dream first, and then if that didn't work out, I was going to jump into coaching, wherever that is. I still have every playbook I've ever gotten, I think, all the way back to junior high, it seems like. So I feel like I got a lot of stuff over the last probably 10, 15 years for plays and stuff.
What are you taking into this job that you've watched your dad, Shane, who was the head coach at Charleston for many years, watching your mom, who's an educator? What have you learned from watching them up close that you think will be good advice for you when you start this new role in Bentonville?
Oh, man, there's a lot of stuff. But I think one thing is going to be patience early on, especially with my seventh graders. I know it's going to be a learning curve for some of them, but then again, some of them are going to be able to pick up on it pretty quickly. So it's, I mean, over the years, there's been so much those guys have taught me and stuff, so it's kind of hard to just pick one, but I would say going in with an open mind and being able to adjust what we want to do is one of the bigger things.
Clay?
Casey, this is Clay Henry. I'm going to give you some advice. Do not listen to the parents.
Yeah.
They're gonna try to help you coach. Did you understand that?
Well, yeah, I appreciate that.
It's happened before, right?
Yeah. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. I can remember talking to my daughter who played college soccer, and there was some thought she was gonna be a high school soccer coach, and she told me, she said, "Dad, I don't think I can do it." And I was like, "Why?" She goes, "There's too many parents just like you, Dad."
The dads will
wear you out.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
Not your dad. I'm not talking about that. Yep. So let's go back to the game in Razorback Stadium, I was just really interested to see the reaction of your teammates in pregame warmups. I don't know how many players came by and hugged you. Was it the whole team?
If it wasn't before, it was after. I mean, there's so many of those guys I've been keeping up with still, and I mean, we're still really good friends. So there was a lot of emotions going on that day, and just seeing a bunch of those old faces that I went into Fayetteville with, you know, and that opportunity to come back. And I mean, shoot, that was the first time I've seen them in a while, and even though we've been staying in touch and stuff, it's just a different feeling. And that feeling that day, it's something I don't know if I'll ever feel again. It was just a really cool experience.
Speaking with former Arkansas quarterback Ty Story here on the Morning Rush. Ty, you spoke earlier on that game, said it was the most fun of your career. And Ty, what I found fascinating about that, man, is in the stadium that day, the people listening here on ESPN Arkansas, the people watching on TV, I think there was more Razorback fans cheering for what you did that day than the actual Arkansas football team. Was that kind of weird, being at Western Kentucky, being the quarterback for the Hilltoppers, doing that to a team you grew up watching and wanted to play for?
Yeah, I mean, the whole process was a weird process. I mean, when you go to a school for 4 years, and that's you've been rooting for them your whole life, and then come in there and you're technically the enemy, but then you get such a good reaction out of the crowd. And I mean, there was so many people with signs, for me and our team, and so many people just seemed like they were really backing us up. So I mean, when you get that kind of support and you're the away team, it's a different ball game. So it was a cool experience and all.
Ty, prior to that game, as you're talking to your teammates, talking to your coaching staff, approaching, getting into Fayetteville, what did you say to them? Did you talk to them that game meant more to you? What was the mentality and approach you took heading up to that week to the game in Fayetteville?
I don't think I had to say much. I mean, those guys knew, and I think they knew kind of by my demeanor going into the game, and even all the practices leading up to the game. It was just something a little different, and they knew it was different. And I mean, there was nothing I had to verbally say any different than just going out and what I do every week. But they knew just by how I was walking, how I was moving around, how excited I was for that game.
Ty, did you consider, or are you considering coaching in the college ranks? And I know that generally starts out with being a GA. What led you to the path of coaching there in the Bentonville school system and not going the college route? Is college coaching something you're considering someday?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I would love to one day maybe make that jump back to college if I get that opportunity. But right now I'm excited about being in Grimsley. It was kind of it's an opportunity that I could get back into Northwest Arkansas in one of the best school districts in Arkansas. And when you get that job, just kind of come open like that, it's hard to turn that away. But one day, I think it'd be awesome to try to get into college coaching. And I've stayed in contact with all my coaches, but we'll kind of see, and we got to see how it goes. I mean, it just wasn't a great time to get back into college at this point. But I mean, it could be maybe 5-10 years down the road. Do I see myself? Maybe. It's just got to see kind of how it rolls. But as of now, I'm just excited to work for Bentonville West and everything I can do. And we'll see what we can do. I'm excited to learn from a bunch of those guys too. I mean, it's some of the best coaches you could be around at this point.
So I would imagine coaching young kids in football, while it will have its challenges, it's just more comfortable to you because it's football. How are you going to go about coaching basketball too? Because you played basketball, but it's been a little while since you've been around basketball. Any apprehensions about that part of your job?
It's been a while for sure, but I mean, I've still been watching basketball a lot. I mean, I'm a sports fan, and I don't think I could go coach every sport. No, there's no doubt I couldn't do all that, but something like basketball that I'm familiar with, I feel really comfortable about it. And I know Coach White there, and the basketball program is going to help me kind of get back into that into that mode. But still, I feel very confident about coaching basketball.
We're speaking with former Arkansas quarterback Ty Story here on the Morning Rush. Ty, one of the things that I heard about you in high school before you even arrived at Arkansas is your toughness. And you saw that on display in 2018 where you getting beaten and battered at some points. And I want to take us back to a particular game in Little Rock against Ole Miss. Instead of sliding, you're going for a first down, and you get drilled and clobbered. And I know the turf or whatever you guys were playing on that day was extra tough. When you think back to that game and that particular play, what do you remember about the Ole Miss hit and just everything that transpired after that?
Well, I was concussed after that, so I don't remember a lot right after that. But that was a weird game. It seemed like we were scoring every time we got the ball. But then that happened. I got hit pretty hard early on in my rib area, and I was. I bit my tongue, I think, and I just the breath was knocked out of me. That was rough. But then I remember that play. I was rolling out. It was kind of a broken down play. I think like a yard from the first down. So I was like, I might as well try to get this first down. I mean, we're in this ball game. We got to win this. And I did. I think like kind of a spin move. It was a bad move.
It's like a helicopter hit midair. And
yeah,
just planted.
It wasn't good. I don't even want to go back and watch that film, but. I tried to get back and get that first down and kind of got in the air and somehow landed on my head. And yeah, that wouldn't be a move I would try to teach anyone because that was rough. But then I remember, what I do remember is they come out and we're trying to do the concussion protocol test. And, I mean, from what they were telling me, I was just out of it. So yeah, that was my first concussion in my career and my only concussion, thankfully. But that was a weird injury.
So that season, I remember Cole Kelly was announced initially at starter. It wasn't like this guy's our starter this season, blah, blah, blah. You eventually took over, went back and forth through various, like the concussion and stuff. But then you entered the offseason, and I've heard you talk about this, but a lot of our listeners haven't. What happened in the offseason, you talking with Joe Craddock, Chad Morris, about Ben Hicks coming in, and just everything in the quarterback room? Give us your perspective on what happened during that.
Yeah, so going into the offseason, obviously, we were a two-win football team. I knew they were going to have to bring in people to compete. That's kind of just the nature of the beast. That's that level of football. You know that's going to happen. But with that, me and my family also knew, like, we had to kind of do what was best for us. So we did hear kind of rumors. Ben Hicks was probably going to come up. I know he was looking between us and, like, Georgia Tech. And I knew that, and I felt like they were going to go out and try to get another guy, too. And from our perspective, that was one of the issues that we couldn't find a quarterback the year before. So, just to be thrown back into that mess, it was going to be really tough on, I felt like the football team and, I mean, that was my last year of football and I didn't want it to go down in a, just a not a good season. So I went up and met with Coach Morris. I'm pretty sure my dad went with me and, we sat down and talked and, Coach Morris was really cool about it. He understood. He tried to, I told him straight up that, I would love to know if they're trying to bring in more guys. He was honest. He said, we're talking to Ben. We don't know if he's coming or not. But he said, I'll keep you in the loop and we'll kind of see how it goes. And I said, that'd be awesome. I said, if he does come in, there's a good chance that I'm probably going to leave just because of that. And, but he was understanding. He said, I hope you stick through spring ball, but there was no promises or nothing given. Next week I get a call. I was going to Dallas, for training or something. He, called and said, Ben is coming. And then at that point I kind of, knew I was going to start looking around.
And Ty, I'm glad you let our listeners know that because you know how it is. You've grown up in football your entire life. Rumors get thrown out. Oh, Ty got asked to leave. He knew the writing on the wall and you just explained what actually happened. The fact that, hey, we're talking to Ben Hicks about coming in. There's a potential to bring another guy in. And he kind of just dispelled the rumors that a lot of Razorback fans were wondering what actually went down in the offseason after 2018.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. There was no, it wasn't like, he's going to come and he's going to be the guy. Like, you need to leave. I mean, I think they saw that there was some progress made that year. I know it's hard to see with a 2-1 team, but there were some games we were playing in, like you were saying, the Ole Miss game that I felt like we really could have won. We put up some points against Bama. I know that wasn't a great showing. I mean, A&M, LSU, they were one-score games, and so we just could never finish. But I think them seeing that, there was something there, but then again, you're a 2-1 team. You didn't get the job done, so you can't really – it's no one's fault but your own. So you kind of got to take your blame and move on with it.
You know, you won back-to-back state titles at Charleston. Take our audience back to that time in your recruitment, because some in our audience may not realize how highly sought after you were, and the schools that showed interest and the offers you had, not just from Arkansas but other SEC schools. I believe even Alabama had spent some time recruiting you pretty hard. Fill the audience in and give us an idea of the level of recruitment you received from Charleston High School.
Yeah, that was a really cool time. I mean, that was a lot of those teams, they were flying into Charleston actually to watch me throw, watch me practice, and watch my teammates practice too. I mean, we had a good team. It wasn't just me at all. I mean, we had some really good receivers, some good O-line. We had a good football team. So they were coming in, and I think I caught some of their eyes. I remember when Alabama came down, that was one of the best days I think we've ever had showing in practice. I mean, we looked really good. So they told me that I need to come out to a camp and let Coach Saban see me. And at this point, Arkansas State had already offered. Coach Malzahn was at Arkansas State, and he offered me my ninth grade year. And some smaller schools had offered. But I went out to Alabama, had a pretty good showing at one of their team camps, or one of their camps. And that was my first real big offer. Was Coach Saban sat me down and said, "We think." And at that point, they were still pretty pro style with they had McCarron, I think, at that point. So he was like, "We'd love for you to come. We think you fit the Alabama mold." And he offered me. And after that, after Alabama offered, it just kind of took off. So
really, really cool story. Yeah,
I was thankful enough to kind of be in that situation, and a lot of. Some other teams, Auburn came in when Coach Malzahn went there, and Louisville offered me. So it was cool. It was really a cool time.
What classes? What class will you be teaching at the new junior high?
Science. I'll be teaching science.
Science. So you know, a lot of times everybody thinks coaches only coach PE or gym class. This is like a real subject here.
Oh yeah. They
what kind of science?
It'll be middle school science.
All right. So no no chemistry lab, no Bunsen burners,
no,
nothing
yet.
Exploding?
No, not yet. We probably won't start off with that. So we'll kind of follow the curriculum, and we'll go from there.
I'm trying to imagine Ty waving a kid under the acid rain thing and pulling the lever to make sure he does that.
Right.
Ty Story here, former Arkansas quarterback with us on the Morning Rush. Ty, before we let you go, man, when you look back at your career at Arkansas, the time you spend the film room, the coaches, just the quarterback room, do you feel like you got a fair and honest shot to be the quarterback, the starting quarterback at the U of A?
It's how it is. When you sign up to be a quarterback, especially at that level, there's no promises. There's no fair shots. It's kind of how it was. Cole came in and they kind of blew him up. It was tough on me at the time, but you kind of learn from that too. You kind of understand this is college football. You're just going to have to outwork them. So I don't know if anyone honestly gets a fair and honest shot. It's just, that's just the nature of the beast. It's college football. It's, you sign up to do it. It's not easy. That's why not everyone does it, but I feel like I had a good career. I've met a lot of great people, and I had a good time doing it. And I've learned a lot, had a lot of great coaches. So it is what it is, and I'm at peace with that.
Ty Story, former Western Kentucky, former Arkansas quarterback, current junior high, both basketball and football, seventh grade at Benville West's middle school. Ty, really appreciate the time. Thanks for carving out for us some of it this morning, man. And best of luck this upcoming season.
Yeah, thanks, Ty.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much.